Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia and the Red Cross are calling on Saudi Arabia to pause its military campaign against Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow for safe deliveries of civilian aid and the evacuation of foreigners. Lisa Schlein reporting now from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
The Red Cross is calling on the warring parties in Yemen to stop fighting for at least 24 hours so it can bring urgently needed medical supplies into the country. ICRC spokeswoman for the Near and Middle East, Sitara Jabin, says there are hopeful signs this humanitarian pause will go into effect. The Red Cross describes the situation in Yemen as dire. It says much of Yemen is running low on life-saving medicines and equipment. In some parts of the country, it says people are suffering from fuel and water shortages and food stocks are running out. It says dozens of people are being killed and wounded every day, and the streets of Aden are strewn with bodies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fighters from the Islamic State and La Nusra Front, an al-Qaeda branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Two groups fought together against other rebels, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians who opposed the Syrian government. Violence during the past week has trapped about 18,000 civilians, many of them children, inside that camp. In a televised address, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta called for unity on Saturday. It came 2 days after Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia massacred 148 people on a university campus, targeting mostly Christians. This is VOA News. A Romanian security officer working at a mine in northeast Burkina Faso was kidnapped by unidentified gunmen on Saturday. Five assailants attacked a convoy transporting the Romanian while he was on a patrol near the manganese mine run by Pan-African Minerals, happened in the town of Tambao. The mining site is located near the borders with Mali and Niger, and it was not immediately clear where the assailants came from. Northern Mali, the area bordering northeast Burkina Faso, fell to separatist rebels and then al-Qaeda-linked Islamic extremist in 2012. A French-led military intervention in 2013 scattered the extremists but did not drive them out entirely. President Obama says the framework nuclear deal reached with Iran in a good deal is a good deal, he says, and it was reached through tough, principled diplomacy. In his weekly media address, the president noted that international inspectors will have unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear program because Iran will face more inspections than any other country.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. So this deal is not based on trust. It is based on unprecedented verification.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that Tehran would be able to resume its nuclear activities if the West withdraws from the agreement and that it will not be finalized by June 30th. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Friday that Iran will abide by its commitments under the deal. Recovery efforts at the German wing's crash site came to a halt, at least for the weekend on Saturday. Authorities said they had found both black boxes and human remains for DNA analysis. Investigators say voice recordings on one of the boxes helped them conclude that 27-year-old co-pilot Andreas Lubitz deliberately crashed the plane, killing 150 people on board. Pope Francis presided over the solemn Easter vigil service on Saturday night amid mounting Vatican concern for modern-day Christian martyrs whose deaths have dominated the Easter season.
Entrare nel mistero significa andare oltre.
In his homily, the Pope said the Easter mystery requires the faithful to seek an answer to the questions which challenge faith, fidelity, and one's very existence. He also voiced increasing alarm about the attacks which have led Christians to abandon communities in the Middle East that have existed since Jesus' time. He's likely to refer to the same concerns later today in his Urbi et Orbi Easter Day Mass message.
That's the latest world news from VOA.